Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. One of the most powerful steps you can take to improve your health, boost your energy levels, prevent chronic diseases, even feel more positive and optimistic about your life is to lean towards a more plant-based diet. According to our guest today, science now shows that changing your nutrition is a powerful way to live longer, help the environment, and reduce your risk of getting sick. You've probably heard that eating more plant-based food sounds like a great idea, but you don't know exactly where to start. Well, don't worry. You're in the right place. Today, we've got the tools, insight, and expertise to make the change easy and enjoyable. Our guest today is holistic health expert Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D. She certainly knows about this topic inside and out. Not only does she eat a plant-based diet, but she also teaches people worldwide why and how to upgrade your diet for healthier options. Susan, you got my complete attention. Looking forward to today's program. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I am too. And I love this topic because you know me well, but all the listeners might not, that for decades I've visited people's homes around the world, but especially in America, and I help them overhaul their kitchens and purge the pantry and what to add in and simple changes you can do that will make a profound difference in your health. And it always begins with starting off gradually. I say to people, this is practical. Take out a piece of paper and a pen, and in one column write down all the plant-based foods you currently eat and enjoy. And another column write out the animal products you consume, because this will help you visualize how to transition your diet to a few more plant-based foods, or totally if you want. And then on another piece of paper, write out the plant-based foods that interest you, but that you have yet to try. Because as you begin meal planning, you want to look for recipes that include both the foods you want to try and the ones you know you like.
This is sort of like a house call that Dr. Susan is making today to help us in this very important topic. And we'll start off with an overview on leaning into a more plant-based diet so it doesn't feel so daunting to our listeners. And I think you just touched on this, how to make it, we have to simplify so that we follow it, stick to it, and then can benefit from it.
Yeah, yes. And to that, I'd say create a meal plan. Meal planning is the foundation of healthy cooking with the plant-based foods. When you prep your meals ahead of time, it saves time, it saves money. And then begin with meals that only require a few ingredients, like a green smoothie. I know you love those. They're a great place to start. You put in a few simple ingredients, usually fewer than six, and you've got a great drink for it to start the day or throughout the day. Then plan meals that you're already familiar with, but you can always find more vegetarian versions of them.
Dr. Susan's website, by the way, is susansmithjones.com. Information there on this topic and so many others. And by the way, her book, Choose to Thrive, has all of this information and much more. We're only touching the surface, barely touching the surface during the program today. More in depth on Susan's website and the book, Choose to Thrive, which you can purchase on the website. So begin gradually. I'm getting the impression you're saying that's what we need to do. Every time we enter something new in our lives, we want to jump in the full way. And maybe it's maybe gradual is the way to go.
Yes, begin gradually, create a meal plan. And then I say to people, are you one of those people that always says, oh, my diet will start on Monday, or you want to wait till
yes.
January 1st to declare your New Year's resolutions? I say, Rick, it's time to stop making excuses and start setting yourself up for success the second you're ready and willing to make the change. And once you're committed to reshaping your lifestyle, head to your pantry, because it's time for some pantry purging, a cleaning spree. And I'm going to quickly go through five things you want to get rid of in your pantry.
This is going to be interesting because we all could go through. We all could stand to purge the pantry a little bit, couldn't we?
Absolutely. And number one is processed snacks. All those treats and foods loaded with sugar, preservatives, and chemicals, they should be the first thing to go on your must-go list. You know, a good rule of thumb is look at the ingredients list, and if you can't pronounce or identify the ingredients, or if the list is longer than a handful of items, maybe you take the snack to the trash or the food. And think about it this way. Could you imagine adding those chemicals to the meals you make your family members? I don't think so. So processed snacks, then Rick, canned vegetables. All right, so I'm first to admit that vegetables are healthy, but when you're only relying on veggies from a can, which many people do, you're consuming preservatives and high levels often of sodium. And additionally, yes, many canned vegetables, you know, in these beautifully labeled cans contain BPA, and that's a chemical that leads to reproductive abnormalities, neurological effects, and heightened risk of breast and prostate cancers, diabetes, and heart disease. So try to keep canned foods out of the pantry. Stick with fresh fruits and vegetables, and frozen veggies are okay as a backup.
Okay, taking notes on that, because if you look on the back of a can, we aren't really taught to look at sodium. But if you look at that, sodium will kill you. I mean, it's there,
phenomenal.
And it's like, wow.
Yes, and then also, Rick, you often need a magnifying glass to read everything.
Yes.
Yeah, and then refined carbs and grains, things made with white sugar, white flour, white pasta, white rice. These refined foods have had most of their nutrients and fiber removed, giving them little to no nutritional value. And they cause you to gain weight and cause chronic conditions like heart disease, diabetes, and high blood pressure. Store-bought condiments like mayo, ketchup, dressings, sauces, and dips. Read the labels. This is going to be a big feature of the show. Read the labels because they're often loaded with sugars, processed fats, preservatives, and chemicals that wreak havoc on your body. Food coloring. You want to avoid artificial food coloring, a number of health risks associated with it, like behavioral problems, hyperactivity, possibly cancer. And here's the answer. If you want to avoid these things, and let me say artificial flavoring, MSG, all preservatives, and by the way, potassium benzoate, in case you don't know, benzoate can damage the important control center in the DNA. And it's on the label, and it's often found in syrups, jams, pickles, and olives. But the easiest way to avoid all of these harmful ingredients is stop eating packaged products. You know, sometimes boxes labeled, quote-unquote, healthy could be hiding something. So you go fresh whenever possible, wholesome foods that don't require a label.
You lost me at throw out your Fritos, but I've rebounded from that nicely, so I'll be okay. I'm taking notes here for the rest of the conversation. By the way, everything we're talking about today, setting up a healthy kitchen and pantry for a plant-based diet by Susan Smith-Jones, our guest in the program, available at our website, susansmithjones.com. You can by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and we're up now to something you're a stickler for, and that's keeping your hands clean, especially before what making snacks, meals, eating. What are some of your suggestions for the most effective way to wash your hands? And I'm thinking chances are most of us really aren't doing it right.
No, I know. And doesn't it seem silly that here's Susan wanting to give you a refresher course on
washing
how to do
your hands.
Something you've
yes.
been doing your whole life?
Yes.
But most people don't do it correctly. First of all, most people only go 5 to 10 seconds and they don't use sufficient amount of soap. Of course, it's better than nothing, but the CDC, you know, the Centers for Disease Control, have told us in some latest reports that washing your hands properly interrupts the spread of germs, including influenza and the kinds of germs that cause diarrhea. We hope nobody's eating right now.
Yes.
And it's always a good idea to wash your hands because that helps interrupt the spread of germs from one person to another. And 40% of diarrhea illness can be prevented, and 21% of respiratory illnesses like cold and flu can be prevented by washing properly. So what is washing properly? Here's what the CDC recommends. You rinse your hands off with clean water, turn off the tap to save water, apply soap to your hands. Now, this was new to me. I thought you wanted it to be warm or hot. They say the temperature doesn't matter, but using warm water is usually better for your comfort, and if you're more comfortable, you're likely to wash a little bit longer.
Okay.
And then you want to rub your hands. I'm doing it myself. You can't see. Work up a lather, and make sure to also wash the back of your hands, between your fingers, under your fingernails, because lathering creates a friction, and that helps lift that dirt and grease and germs from your skin. You know, you've probably watched a movie, a film, or a TV show where doctors are scrubbing up for surgery, and you see how they scrub under their nails and the back of their hands. They want to get rid of everything. And the final guideline is, how many seconds do you think you should be washing your hands for?
You know, I've heard so many different versions of this. I'm thinking 10, 12 seconds.
20 minutes. No, just
what?
Kidding.
I have to take a day off work to wash my hands.
20 seconds.
Well, I was close.
And again, most people do 5 to 10. If you're ever in a public bathroom, watch how quickly
people wash
their hands.
If they wash their hands.
Yeah, exactly. It's better than nothing, but they recommend to sing happy birthday to you twice. Or I like row, row, row your boat better. And then rinse your hands under clean water and dry them with a clean towel. We don't often do that at home. Or air dry them. So just pay attention, because it will probably save you a number of colds and flu during this season and throughout the year.
Great information. Boy, the time is going by so quickly. So much more to talk about. And before we take a break, let's go through in detail some of the handy staples that people need to keep on hand in the pantry. We've cleaned out the pantry. We purged the pantry. Got our hands clean so we can put new food in there. And go through the refrigerator as well. Talk about what we need to have in the pantry and refrigerator and how we should use them.
Yes. Now, again, this is all, because I don't have time to go through each item, which I would love to in detail. This is all in my books, Choose to Thrive, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, and Kitchen Gardening. So these foods right here I'm going to mention replace eggs, butter, cheese, or sugar in recipes. Applesauce, bananas, dates, flax seeds, chia seeds, cashews, nutritional yeast, and plant-based milk. Because we're kind of trying to show you how you can go from a meat-eating and dairy-eating diet to more plant-based foods. In fact, just last week, Oprah made a big announcement that you probably heard it. One day a week, she said, I'm going to eat only plant-based foods. And what a great thing to do for your body. But maybe you go 2 to 3 days a week, or maybe 3 dinners a week, or all day until dinner. You can work it out. Good fruits to keep in your house, apples. Avocado is a fruit, by the way. It's one of your favorite foods.
Yep.
It's great to add to whole grain toast or in a salad. I make chocolate mousses out of avocados. Pear, you know I'm a culinary expert. I teach people how to make healthy meals all the time. I used to cater. Pears, lemons. I'm never without lemons. They liven up a salad. They're great to put on cooked veggies, so you get that hint of lemon juice, freshens it up, or the zest. Oranges, frozen fruit, never be without berries, even in your freezer year-round, especially blueberries, the brain berry. Vegetables, do we have time to go through a few of those?
Yes, let's do that, then we'll take a break.
Okay, leafy greens like kale, romaine, arugula are great for salads. You can steam and saute collards, beet greens, or turnip greens. But here's something you need to know. The mature large leaf spinach, not baby, but the mature, our age, Rick, and Swiss chard you can eat them, but only occasionally, because they contain oxalic acid that binds with calcium, so you can't absorb it as well. You want your cruciferous vegetables, cauliflower, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, root vegetables, beets, carrots, potatoes, sweet potatoes, great in soup, roasted, steamed, great carrots and parsnips and beets in your salad, cucumbers. Boy, they freshen up and thicken smoothies. I love them. Peppers, bell peppers, corns, frozen veggies. I love mushrooms. They give you a meatiness to a plant-based diet. And I grill portobello mushrooms and make burgers. Green peas I always have on hand in the freezer. If I run out of avocado, you can use green peas to make your guacamole. Zucchini, make sure you get a spiralizer so you can take a zucchini and make it, you know, turn it by hand. My spiralizer costs $19. I've had it for about 12 years.
Wow.
And it looks like you've made angel hair pasta. You can lightly saute it, put a little sauce on it for a great meal.
So many great ideas. You'll find them on Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com, and the books we talked about, including Choose to Thrive. Let's take a couple more items here, categories, and then we'll take a break. Grains, beans, broth, sauces, and condiments. Let's talk about those before we break.
Yes. So grains, oats are great. I even put oats, raw oats, in my smoothies to thicken them up. You want brown rice, not white rice or wild rice. Quinoa is an ancient grain that's rich in protein. I often put a salad right on top of the quinoa or put some quinoa in my salad. By the way, it's great to make large batches of beans and rice and quinoa. And if you don't use them in 4 days, you can freeze them and label them and take them out the night before. It's just good to think ahead, the meal planning I talked about.
Yes.
Beans and legumes, I always have black beans, kidneys, garbanzo, and cannellini beans. I make hummus out of all of those, and especially garbanzo. Lentils are rich in protein, always good to have in the pantry. It's so easy to make your own hummus. It takes about 60 to 90 seconds. Often there's junk that's in hummus you buy at the store. Broth, sauces, and condiments. I always have vegetable broth, apple cider vinegar, balsamic vinegar. I love Dijon mustard. I have low-sodium soy sauce. Tahini, which is, I bet you know this, it's sesame seed paste. And I often use maple syrup or date sugar as a sweetener.
You know, it's interesting because if you think this is going to be a boring diet, just what you've gone through there in the last couple of minutes, it's like, yeah, I think I could pretty well live on that and get by and be very satisfied with it. The topic today is setting up a healthy kitchen and pantry for a plant-based diet. Our guest is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, and more when we continue after these messages. Welcome back this week in America. Susan Smith-Jones with us on the program talking about setting up a healthy kitchen pantry for a plant-based diet. Talking about some of the items that you actually should have in the refrigerator, in the pantry, we're up to nuts and oils. Susan, pick up with that, and this is all such valuable information.
Oh, nuts. No. Nuts, seeds, and oils. I always have almonds, the king of the nuts, and almond butter, which I make in my blender, but you can get it in the stores, and that's good to make energy balls or almonds you can put in granola. I have pecans, walnuts, sunflower seeds. I use coconut oil and olive oil. I always make sure the olive oil is the first pressed, extra virgin, delicious, good olive oil. Herbs and seasonings. Now, in my book, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, as you know, Rick, I have a whole chapter about all the seasonings and spices and how you can go to your spice rack, literally, to heal your body. I don't have time to go over it all now, but the things I always have on hand, and I'm an excellent cook. People love my cooking. I have sea salt and fresh black pepper. I always grind fresh. Cinnamon, by the way, if you're diabetic or pre-diabetic, it helps to balance out your blood sugar level. Basil is good for libido booster, and it's great to add to hummus and even smoothies. Oregano helps your immune system, great for pizza and pasta sauce. Garlic powder, onion powder, ginger, wonderful anti-inflammatory, as is turmeric. Cumin is excellent for beans and lentil dishes. Parsley is great to add to a quinoa salad. and cilantro. I just made a celery, cilantro, lemon, ginger juice, and I like things spicy, so I like red pepper flakes. And so often people say, well, okay, where do I get all of this? Yes, everything I've just said, you can get at your local grocery store. And it's always good to find, if you can, in your area, a good health food store. And if there are things you need that they don't have, ask for them. They'll bring them in. Try farmers markets. You can even go to a search bar on Google and put in discount outlets near me, and you can often find less expensive vegetarian staples. Appliances in the kitchen. We've talked about this before. We've done a whole show on it. I'm a big believer in getting a water purification system and one that also makes ionized alkaline water at the right pH, because it rejuvenates and detoxifies your body. It's the number one secret appliance product in my health that I use not only to drink throughout the day, but I use it in all recipes. Okay. And for those people that don't have a computer and you're just listening, I'll give you the telephone number. It's in Boulder, Colorado. They make the Ionizer Plus. If you have a computer, go to SusanSmithJones.com and in the search bar put alkaline water or Ionizer Plus. You'll see many articles I've written. But if you use my name, by the way, this month as a code, you'll get $300 off.
Oh, wow.
But
okay.
It's toll free. Yeah, 800-794-5355. 794-5355. It's called an Ionizer Plus. I've had mine 20 years. And in the long run, it comes out to 14 cents for every gallon of healing, rejuvenative, detoxifying, delicious water. I also have a blender, I have a juicer, I have an immersion blender. Of course, you need sheet pans to roast veggies, to make bean burgers, to make portobello mushrooms. I have a crock pot, a skillet. I always recommend a spiralizer so you can take root vegetables like carrots and parsnips and zucchini, and you spiralize them, and they make beautiful dishes and side dishes. And I know we don't have much time left, but remember that when you're hungry, you often grab what's easiest, and you want to avoid falling into that fast food and convenience rut. So prep meals in advance. Chop your veggies up so you can easily add them to salads or recipes later. Cook large batches of grains and beans. Like I said a moment ago, you can use stuff up in 4 days, but if not, freeze them and label them and take them out the night before, because on those busy days, having a whole meal already made can be a lifesaver. And then keep those three-ring binders, the recipes you love that you create, keep in the binder, or you can go online and search for a digital recipe organizer. And keep learning. Try to find local cooking demonstrations and workshops and attend meetups. Those are fun. And befriend people that are plant-based people and share meals together and talk about recipes. And then again, my three books are Choose to Thrive, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, and Kitchen Gardening, to show you how to make sprouts and microgreens in the corner of your kitchen. Those are all good reference books for you.
And you'll find all that information at SusanSmithJones.com. You can also link on, of course, by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. A lot of great information packed into today's program. It's a life-changing information, as Dr. Susan brings us every time she's on the program. Dr. Susan, thank you for being with us. The topic today, and you can find all of the past programs we've done with Dr. Susan on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, in the archives. Topic today was setting up a healthy kitchen and pantry for a plant-based diet. Dr. Susan, thank you for being with us on the program. Looking forward to more great information when we visit next month.
Thank you. I do, too.
You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.